Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. Am I on? I can't hear myself.
You're right.
Am I there? Am I there? Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you on this Hump Day Wednesday? Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets. That's what's going on behind the scenes. Well, yeah, we got a radio show to do. A bunch of degens. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is a Hump Day Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in once again on the Sheeman and Shepherd show on ESPN Southwest Florida, as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. A myriad of stations to listen to. But you can also listen to us on your phone. You take your phone everywhere, take us everywhere. It's that simple. The app is free. Download it. Listen there. It's ESPN Southwest Florida. You can also listen on the website, ESPNSWFL.com. And go back in time there. Sheeman and Shepherd podcast. Contest to play. A lot of silly stuff that we like to dive into the minutiae of stuff. It's really good. And also, you can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. Phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Lots to do. We're 2 days away from the draft. More NBA playoffs. A costly game. Well, just for me, not necessarily the Heat. They move on. They're happy. We will get to all that, and we will cap it off with Wednesday Wisdom Fun Facts before the day's over. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
I took the cash out last night that we talked about before the game.
Jimmy Buckets didn't answer.
And even though I still thought Miami, and they were up by 12, I think, in one
point. Yeah, it was looking like we were good to go with a 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, I didn't. I just sat back and took the over in the Sox-Toronto game. That's the only thing I did. And fortunately, my boys blew it again. But it was, you know.
You needed it to go over.
Needed it to go over seven. I did need it. 5-3 would have been fine. They would have won both, they would have won the game and total at 7.5. But anyway, you can't win them all. So what are you going to do? But
yeah,
some good stuff this afternoon. Some people in this room are Mets fans right now.
Oh,
not me.
Love the Mets right now.
They're up 4-1.
Big fan of the Mets.
You got to love when the total is 7. You get 5 in the middle of the second, which is
a good start. Yeah. Almost a Craig Sheeman special, not quite.
But great job by the Miami Heat last night. The refs, very much like they tried to do the Celtics the night before in the last 4 or 5 minutes, tried to take the game away from Miami. Didn't work out. Good luck. The Heat held on as they thought they would, and they got her done. They got it. And I just want to say one thing. Well, go ahead, Craig, and then I'm going to tell you what one of the most awesome things I've seen in the last 20 years.
That's saying something.
I don't say that lightly.
All right. By the way, the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab word is spend. Philly Kevin, that's with a D on the end, not T.
He spells it.
Huh?
You spell it.
S-P-E-N-D. Maybe you heard T. They rhyme.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm just saying it is spend. We will spend money, placing wagers. Hopefully we will win money, but you got to spend to win. So text in the word spend at 45911, and you'll be automatically entered in the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. You can win $500 by 2:15, and then who knows? Do whatever you want with it. Perhaps parlay then to a few picks tonight.
That's all I'm saying. Put it on the Mets.
Put it on the money line. Yeah, exactly. It's brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call them at 800-747-FREE. Thank you very much for that. All right.
Very, very rarely do I get in awe of, in regular play of dunks at all, because we see so many of them, and even great alley-oops. And what Ja Morant did last night at the end of the third quarter,
yeah,
that was the most – the whole thing, the whole thing, how it went down, the drive, the Superman through the air, and especially the finish.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the most spectacular dunks I've seen in the last 25 years. I'm trying to think of one in my head. That's how much that stood out to me. Absolutely amazing.
This guy.
Freaking amazing, and it sparked them. They were down by, 7 or 8 points,
yeah.
Ben?
Yeah.
And there's no question they come back and win the game.
He
was voted, what, the most improved player this year? I think this guy will have an MVP. I don't think I'm going on a limb. This guy's the most – I think he's the most exciting player to watch in the NBA right now.
He certainly was in the top three, and he scored the last 13 points last night for the Grizzlies, and they ended up coming back, and what a crazy series that's been.
Yeah, no doubt.
As they come back and win 111-109. But that play was awesome. I watched it about 10,000 times this morning, slow motion, fast motion, different angles. It was great. It was fantastic.
And you – rub salt on my wound. Said, hey, Craig, go watch the end of the Tiger game last night if you missed it. It was awesome. And so I dial it up. I counted at least three errors on a error off win by the Twins in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was bad news bearish.
One play.
They could. I mean, the right fielder could have caught the ball at the end of the game and just dropped it. Then made a bad throw, then a bad throw to third over his head.
He didn't even have to throw it to third. He could have walked into the middle of the infield and had his choice. Who should I tag out? Instead, they threw the ball around. Like you said, bad news bears. That was absolutely a horrible, horrible loss.
Horrendous.
I can't.
I hope you don't miss the playoffs by a game.
This is one of those you could circle on the calendar.
You better have that one.
The Twins are in your division. Eking out a wild card spot. Yeah. All right.
I can't say much because my boys keep blowing leads in the 8th, 9th, 10th inning. It's done. They take a 2-0 lead the other night, give up a grand slam in the ninth.
Meanwhile, Chris's Marlins are the best team of the three of them right now.
Keep winning. It's amazing.
Who thought of that?
They weren't on local TV last night. They had the hockey and the Heat game on Bally Sports, but I'm following along on my phone.
Yeah.
And I keep waiting for the disastrous inning, and it
never happens.
Hasn't been coming. And
nice win by my Bruins last night over the Panthers. Tough game. But Florida's clinched the number one seed. It was still a hard, hard-fought game. It's good to hear the opposing announcers, too. They were fair. The Bruins played well last night. And depending on what happens with Tampa, Tampa and the Bruins are like still – the Bruins have clinched that wild card spot, the first one. But Tampa Bay could still get that if they go 0-1-1 or 0-2 the next
guys,
two.
The guys on ESPN last night were saying, or maybe it was two nights ago, saying that it looks like it's going to be Tampa and Toronto. That is the only thing that looks
right now.
Let me stop both of you right there.
You're right.
Let me stop both of you right there.
Okay.
Got a referee here. 7:44 past the hour.
Thought we did it already.
It's time for our first Sports Center rundown of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
The Jacksonville Jaguars and tackle Cam Robinson agree to a 3-year, $54 million contract extension. Robinson had the franchise tag placed on him last month. The Washington Commanders have picked up the fifth-year option on defensive end Montez Sweat's rookie deal. It guarantees him over $10 million. Houston Texans tackle Laremy Tunsil is turning his infamous bong mask video that leaked on draft night in 2016 into an NFT. $1 of each sale is going to go to the Last Prisoner Project, which supports those incarcerated by cannabis offenses.
Pretty cool.
All right.
And then how about the other obscure thing last night? Rizzo hits a home run for the Yankees that would not make it out of most Little League fields. Would have been a fly ball. 292 feet.
I want to see
the ball's going to the Hall of Fame.
I want to see the right field of like a map of Williamsport and you know, one of the fields.
It's 250. Like, they expended it to
laid into Yankee Stadium.
Hold on now. What's pesky pole? That's about 190 feet away. No, it's ridiculous.
That's technically, but that it's the number of balls that have ever hit the pesky pole is fair. If it goes around it, that's a shot. Believe
which
me, it's well over 300.
The
pesky pole is about
290.
If you hit the pole. It is like 299 feet, but it's virtually impossible. When home runs go around that area and go around that pole, that's a shot. That's a shot. That's well, 292 feet.
Well, I could.
What's the Orioles? What do you expect?
I could poke. Again,
I can't say much now.
I could poke 292.
Blowing games left and right.
The spelling controversy at the top of the show. Philly Kevin says, sorry about that. I blame Pittsburgh John. Pittsburgh John texts again. Not surprising Philly Kevin can't spell coming from that Philadelphia public school system. We're off to a good start today.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. So later on, we'll have plenty in Sound Street regarding last night's games and the fantastic plays between the Heat, John Morant, and Memphis. I have my... We're going to put this under lock and key. This is my prep for the fifth annual Scheman and Shepherd mock draft tomorrow. We'll be doing that. Looking forward to that very much. Draft day is finally here.
Yep.
My reports tell me the first pick is locked in.
I think I know where you're going. I'm not going to say now. I'm going to concur, which means the second pick is also locked in Motown.
Maybe.
Although, you know what? I saw something weird. I saw that...
well, it's the day before the draft. There's going to be a lot of weird stuff.
Trayvon Walker taking meeting with the Commanders who pick 11th. Somebody's trading something.
Yeah, you're listening. You know.
I wouldn't bother taking the meeting. I wouldn't go. If I'm Trayvon Walker, I'm going to chill one more time and say, I'm good.
What are the odds of Jimmy G and Baker being traded tomorrow night?
Zero.
What about before the weekend?
Higher.
At some point. Okay, let me rephrase.
Baker will move first.
Sometime during the draft, will both of those guys get dealt?
I think Baker gets dealt before any Jimmy G situation is resolved. I think he's the next domino to fall. I mean, Jimmy G's saying all the right things. He'll be ready for camp, yada, 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 after the surgery. Baker's already, he's talking at that statue unveiling that looked nothing like him in Oklahoma, says he's ready to give everything he's got to his next team, whoever that is. Whoever that is. I don't know.
But Utah says apparently...
Utah!
Alan Hahn was recently in Fort Myers, their show's home base. That's is that being tongue-in-cheek?
Yes.
Peter Zadio, you were vacation with Leslie. No, I was in Nashville.
Wow.
With Alan Hahn.
No.
You guys are golf buddies.
I like Alan.
You guys are golf buddies.
I like them both personally. I just think they're up. Anyway,
regardless. All right, so we're going to talk the Heat. We talk the Heat here, all right? They won. That was going to be a comfortable double-figure win, and then it wasn't. They had to hang on.
That's by Oladipo, 23, Bam, 20-11. No, I mean, look, you have one of your best players out. You're still up by 12. The refs tried to take it away from him down the stretch, and Miami hung on. And now, then,
well, the refs and DeAndre Hunter,
who was
nothing short of spectacular. Yep.
35-11 last night.
What do you have? 20 in the fourth quarter, though. He could not miss.
But Trae Young still a no show against that Heat defense. Made two baskets last night.
Yep,
that's unreal. Yeah. Victor Oladipo, any other team, he'd be starting five every night. But on the Heat, he comes in off the bench and or when Jimmy Buckets can't answer the bell. First time Jimmy Butler has ever been a scratch for a playoff game. But 23 points, Bam 20. And that little dipsy-doo pass, wraparound pass that Oladipo had to Bam about 1 or 2 minutes to go in a game. One of the prettiest things you'll ever see.
Tyler off the bench at 16.
Yeah. It's a nice luxury. It's a deep team. Very good.
Yeah, and they will. Whoever they play, they're going to give fits. There's no question about it. And
that's the beautiful thing about getting done with it last night, not having to go back to Atlanta on Friday night.
Series for both the Heat and the Celtics, I think, the earliest is Monday. That's what I'm hearing.
I think the Heat are for sure playing on Monday.
Yeah.
I think Boston's Tuesday, actually. I could be wrong about that.
Puffs, how do we get back from how do we go back to being a non-basketball show asking for a friend? Look, man, we're going to be all football tomorrow and Friday. All football.
It's NBA playoffs.
Catch
the Beaver.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, if you're not paying attention to Ja Morant, I don't care if you're like an average sports fan, you got to lock in and check him out.
I'm very happy with myself that I told everybody, watch this series.
Yeah.
I was banging the drum for this series. I've watched, up until last night, I've watched pretty much every second of it. Yeah. Last night, because it overlapped with the Heat, I was watching more Miami.
Understandable.
But going back in the fourth quarter, it's both teams play an entertaining brand of basketball.
111-109, two lead changes there in the last five seconds. 3-2 series lead for the Grizz. This thing's – and you know what? And Kat even showed up two games in a row. Mm-hmm. That's never happened.
He hit a big shot in the last minute. Like, it was the fourth biggest shot, but it was a big shot.
Right.
And the Phoenix Suns, as Chris and I thought, that line, just because Booker wasn't there and they beat him up, that game was over in the first quarter. I thought they were up by 12, I think, and they never really looked back.
I think they were up by 12 at the end of the first, and they won by 15.
Yep.
So, they kept the lead the whole game.
Yep.
So, Wig should be happy for his Wig Wednesday appearance. Rumor has it he'll be in studio next week, next
the
Wednesday
plan.
For
from
his.
Today, that's the plan.
He was the winner of the Shima Shepherd texture bracket, and so the plan is for next week. So we're looking forward to that, but I'm sure he'll call in today.
239 Bill. Might not feel bad about yourself as a golfer. Try hitting balls on the range next to a 15-year-old who's getting ready for qualifying for the Women's U.S. Open at the Forest Country Club.
Yeah.
I played golf with a few, well, they were girls in high school, but went on to play like Division I golf and some lower-level tours, and it's depressing.
We used to have somebody who lived in Nashville, a real good guy, Josh. I'll say his last. He's a great kid, Josh Leppo, and he played on – young kid. He played on the Asian tour for a couple of years. His wife was a great Olympic swimmer as well. But and the kid's humble as hell. But, my God, it's not like – because Chris drives about – I mean, you're talking – the drive's like, you know, 270, 300. It's not so much the drives. It's the placement of the second shots that are just absolutely
– yeah, but it's also the drives.
Well, it's the consistency.
Well, keeping it in play. It's the drives keeping
it's
it in play.
It's the consistency of it.
Like, right. I'm imagining this young lady, 15-year-old, was probably out driving 239 Bill by a good amount. And
what's really impressive is don't stand next to somebody of that level on the driving range. Stand next to them on the practice green.
Yeah.
Either putting or chipping.
Yeah.
Well, I would try to learn.
There's the difference.
Especially, I told you, the best way to learn how to play golf is watch the LPGA. But if this young lady is – I don't know. I can't copy anybody's swing. I think sometimes I do it, but I don't.
Yeah.
You know, not consistently. But and then I text you guys this morning. I've sent 500 letters to the NCAA, and finally I got a response today.
Yes.
Said, "Dear Pete, thank you for your concern, and we are letting you know that creepy Mark Emmert," actually said creepy, "creepy Mark Emmert is stepping down in 2023 as president of the NCAA. So I'm taking full credit for that."
Did you see Mark Emmert's tweet 1 minute ago?
No. I did not. What do you say? He's not leaving.
Due to constant harassment from Pete Shepherd on the Sheeman and Shepherd show on ESPN Southwest Florida, I can't take it anymore. Mental illness is a problem in sports these days, and I am stepping down as the president of the NCAA effective 2023. Yeah. Thank you and good night.
Now, the bigger question is who wants that job? Now, anybody, I'm not going to say it can't get worse because it's possible that it could, but who wants that job?
There's only one man that can fix it.
Skip Bayless.
Elon Musk. Elon Musk is going to come in and fix it as soon as he's done fixing Twitter.
How about Jay Wright? Somebody that commands, that you know is going to be authoritative. I'm just a guy like that. Somebody that somebody knows.
Bobby Knight.
Bobby has bad days where he doesn't.
You freeze.
Shall not be mentioned.
Oh, he would love that opportunity.
He'd love that chance. Oh, he'd fix everything in his own world.
Yeah.
By the way, my shirt came in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The one where he's in a fetal position?
Yeah, he's all curled up.
Yeah.
It's even better in person.
Is it here or is it at home?
It's at home.
I got to see it.
Yeah, it's at home.
Wear it tomorrow?
No, I'll wear it next year for the Duke North Carolina game.
Next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're going to have to wait to see it.
So, yeah. All right. By the way, 239 Bill, I was not criticizing you when I said you were probably standing next to a 15-year-old lady who was out driving you. He says, now that just hurt, Craig. No.
That's
the realization that she's
awesome.
Like really good and probably has a bright future. And that was not a criticism at you at all. I was trying to build up a young lady who I've never even seen, but based on your description, has probably got a pretty nice golf swing. That's all I was saying.
They're awesome. Look at the girls that Jeff Nixon coaches.
Yeah.
Know, and all the titles that he's won.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're right. You want to watch fundamentals. There's two things to get fundamentals, women's college basketball and golf.
Yep. Yes.
And if you don't watch women's golf, every time I stumble across it, if I'm not doing anything, I really enjoy it a lot. And I'm watching a little more and more than I used to back in the day.
It's just amazing. The difference in I don't know if it's psychological, or I mean obviously they're not hitting 300-yard drives, most of them, but who cares?
No,
it's the chipping and the putting to me that is amazing. Watch the LPGA tour. I'm like, why can't I be that consistent?
I still think the men are light years better putting. I mean my jaw hits the ground a lot when I watch men putt, make putts. You don't at least not my experience, I don't see the women. I see a lot of two putts in women's golf, but the rest of the, I mean, the fundamentals are just
phenomenal. But I see a lot of five footers that are missed in the men's game too, only because I watch more of the men's than I do the women. But
well, and those are the guys that you see on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you show a terrible putter like Bryson DeChambeau, he's going to miss some easy putts. Mm-hmm. But what's really cool about Bryson is he'll take 5 minutes before missing the putt.
Yeah. AFC Richmond texting in. I learned my golf swings from Charles Barkley. Well, that's unfortunate. Back to Mark Emmert for a minute. You know,
I would like to keep suggestions coming in all day on who should replace
him. Mark Emmert?
Yeah, they can be funny or they can be real. Yeah. Like Pittsburgh John says Jack Swarbrick among the people being considered to replace Creepy Mark.
Is that for real? That's the AD at Notre Dame, by the way.
I don't know. But we've also had The Rock and Donald Trump nominated as well.
Okay, all right. I see where we're going with this.
I knew that was coming.
I think both of those guys would be spectacular, although The Rock probably busy with his XFL venture.
Yeah.
Got to remember that.
That's right.
He's trying to sabotage the USFL, too.
I think it's going to work.
It might.
Now, let me ask you this. What Mark Emmert, 69 years old, been doing this job for 12 years. What is his legacy? What did he do? Now, to think about it for a minute. What did he do?
And I don't want to hear anybody talk about a television contract because any commissioner, two blind giraffes could do that.
Two things that happened on his watch, massive realignment and scrambling, which he had nothing to do with. Those are the conference commissioners that took the bull by the horns there. He had no leadership there. And the nil deals happened despite him. He kept dragging his feet, not getting involved. Now everybody, I don't know if everybody's playing by different rules or not. It's the direction we're going. He refused to accept it. He was late getting to the party on that. And
turned his head so many times and did nothing and said nothing.
Infractions.
Okay, so I'm glad you bring that up because I was going to say it reminds me a lot of when Bud Selig stepped away, right?
Yeah.
You can say all the bad things you want about Bud Selig. A lot of bad stuff happened under him that baseball purists didn't like.
Right.
You know what happened? He brought him out of the strike. Like, his leadership was so inept that it allowed the steroids era to happen, which brought the viewer back to baseball.
Yeah.
Like Emmert, who was so inept, he just let everything happen. So we got dynasties like USC and Alabama and Miami football because he was so bad at his job.
Yeah. Well, okay.
But
That's something. And keep in mind, he has more control over basketball and the tournament than he does, say, football. Football is run by the commissioner, conference commissioner.
But he also let the government, the FBI and CIA and godly knows who, National NSA, they all got involved in, I'm being facetious. But the FBI did a few times. It's like, how does it get to this? How does he get to the FBI being involved with a president sits back and does, you don't hear a peep out of him?
I agree. It's crazy.
Meanwhile, this is funny.
Yes.
Houston lawmakers offering free counseling to Astros fans disappointed by the lackluster content of the Yankee letter from local politician Ethel Burberger. Can't make that name up. Ethel Burberger. This is a hard time for some. The idea was that everybody was doing it, but they weren't. It was just the Astros. Counseling in Houston.
Counseling. Well, it was rough.
Come on.
For free?
I did just.
I don't know.
Just crazy. Anyway, but yeah, getting Creepy Mark, somebody say Urban Meyer.
Meyer, new commissioner.
He's on the list.
He is?
Yep. I put him on the list. It's my own list.
All right. T-Bone says Carol Baskin. T-Bone.
Carol Baskin.
She should be the next commissioner.
Lady Gaga.
Sure, why not?
Why not?
Regifted has texted in. Did you guys happen to see the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball transfer who came in with a $800,000 plus car nil deal? Nigel Pack transfers in with almost $1 million ready to go. Now that did the nil deal get him to go there? Sure it did, right?
No.
It was a package deal.
Nate Watson left Providence for Virginia. Same thing. He got this nil deal lined up for Virginia.
But legally, no. He chose Miami.
He chose Miami for...
It just so happened that there was $800,000 at the end of that rainbow.
Right.
Plus, I think they all get free, like the football team, I think they're getting a free gym membership too.
That was last... Yeah.
Yeah. That'll continue.
New deodorant says Michael Jordan should run the NCAA. Why? He can't run the Bobcats. or the Hornets or whatever they
are. Mike Tyson.
I like Mike. Oh, is that Mr. T or Mike Tyson? Oh, okay. Yeah. Somebody said Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T. Kathleen said Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice can do anything she wants. She's sharp as a tack.
Art the Billspread. OJ.
OJ. Art.
Hey, College World.
Hey, College World.
That's good. That's pretty good.
USC would never have any sanctions, ever.
Ever.
Nothing. Ever.
Ever. Rick R., bite your tongue. Tom Allen will not be the new president of the NCAA. He's got some football games to win in Bloomington.
And he's going to replace Jim Harbaugh next
year.
No,
I think he's talking about Tim Allen, the tool time man. No, I think he was.
Okay.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. Okay, Tim Allen's fine.
Very mediocre. Is he a comedian? What is he?
Comedian, actor, Detroit Lions fan, native Detroiter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's where Home Improvement was set, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They wore Lions gear a lot.
He also spent some time in jail.
Yes, he did, before his career took off.
Yep.
He was a drug smuggler, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think he tried to cross the Canadian border with, I think it was weed.
That seems minor by today's standards. Now, this happened to him 30 years ago. That was hardcore crime. Green Gift says, let Don King run the NCAA. There you go. I haven't heard from Don King in a while. I used to actually physically run into him from time to time in Los Angeles.
It was cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, that's serious.
He was arrested in 1978. Being caught with more than a half a kilo of cocaine.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about a turnaround story, huh?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Don King's 90 years old, so.
Wow. He used to have the sparkliest jackets. They were bedazzled with the American flag.
Yeah. I met him in Memphis briefly, like 10 seconds.
He would come on my show from time. He was always down there.
Oh, my gosh.
What? What?
Stupid Cardinals.
Yeah, but you hit the over.
I don't have the over.
Oh.
Lou Holtz.
I have the Mets.
Lou Holtz.
The Mets on the money line.
Mm-hmm. Lou Holtz.
The Mets.
Commissioner.
Commissioner of the NCAA. Lou Holtz, what would be the first thing you do as commissioner, president. President of the NCAA.
Well, that's got to be University of Notre Dame football. It's the best national championship.
You're right. Notre Dame first. I like it. All right, we're late. Just warm it up. More suggestions as who should replace Mark Emmert as the president of the NCAA. He's stepping down in 2023, calling it a retirement, if you will. Lots to get to here. Don't forget the Sheeman and Shepherd golf outing.
LeVar Ball.
There you go. Our golf outing May 13th. That's in a couple of weeks. It's Stony Brook. And also at Duffy Sports Bar and Grill next door. We'll be doing our show. You're all invited to that, even if you couldn't get in on the golf, which is sold out. It's our five-year anniversary show presented by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Balvoline. Sheeman and Shepherd warming up on a hump day Wednesday, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. It is starting to get closer to that time of year. I saw Chaka just texted in that he was getting drenched on up in the Cape. Rain coming in sideways. Look at the Craig Sheeman 2000 AccuWeather radar.
Weather model.
Between 41 and 75 up and down from Port Charlotte, almost Alligator Alley. Just pop-up showers everywhere. Oh. So just be aware, be careful driving out there. Don't get in an accident.
You can go to the top of the arch?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've been
up there, yeah.
We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You go up in what is the most rickety of little roller coaster weeble. You up the arch and you get out. There's a room on the top and you can.
That's what I was curious about. Is how do you get up? That's not an elevator.
That's a very creepy 50-year-old slow moving roller coaster.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah. Well, you don't go anywhere where it's below 60 anyway, so I don't expect you to go to Missouri.
You're correct.
Yeah, it could be chilly up there. Yeah. In fact, Chris, I went up there the weekend that you and I, before we knew each other, were both at the St. Louis Final Four.
Oh, yeah?
North Carolina, Michigan City. Yeah, I took a little, I had some free time in between activities. And went up in the arch.
Best baseball fans in America.
Very knowledgeable.
Outside of their own team. They are, you know, a lot of places, and I know people in New York, Boston, Philly like to think they're the best fans. They're the best fans with their team, but St. Louis follows the game. Fans on the whole, on a national level, and I would vote them number one by far.
Yeah, no doubt. Yep. Always a good, well-run organization. More people texting in. Who should replace Mark Emmert as president of the NCAA? We have a Steve Spurrier checking in from 863. Needs it. Where is 863 area code? I haven't seen that one.
Ben Simmons. Somebody said.
Oh, and 863 just got changed to a texter name. Did you do that, Chris?
No.
Oh, I just changed the thing. Just changed to Tractor Guy. He's Tractor Guy apparently. I
was South Central Florida.
South Central Florida.
Huh. Polk County, Heartland.
Oh, Polk County. Yeah, that's where that's
second day in a row.
Yeah, it's the second day in a row we mentioned that county.
We're going to a little bit later on, I got a story that's on our webpage at ESPNSWFL.com.
Actually, you want to do that now?
Yeah, we'll do that now.
Dangerous to golf in Florida.
Well, no. Well.
Joe Winter posted this on our website. Joe does a great job for us there.
So a headline, Florida, this was going to be great yesterday. Florida man shoots a man in the ankle and beats him with a golf club for walking a dog on the golf course. Now, you know, every golf course or 99% of golf courses, not just in Florida, but around the country, you don't walk your dog on the golf course. You don't ride your bike on the golf course. You don't go for a jog on the golf course. And I know some people think the rules don't apply to them, and it happens all the time. It happens a lot at our place sometimes because they don't want to follow the rules. But you don't shoot anybody. Call security.
That's where you draw the line.
So this comes from Delray Beach, Florida. This is a geezer-on-geezer crime. 74-year-old Robert Levine is under arrest for attempted first-degree murder for shooting 64-year-old Herbert Merritt in the ankle and beating him with a golf club after he found Merritt walking his dog along the 15th hole of Kings Point Golf Club just before 7 p.m. on Sunday. Merritt told deputy he was walking his dog on the grass next to the golf course when Levine rode up in his golf cart, began causing a verbal altercation with him due to having his dog on the golf course. He then began shooting at him while Merritt was running away.
Oh.
Levine chased Merritt around a tree while continuing to shoot. Merritt said he shot about five rounds at him. And witnesses said he felt like Levine was trying to kill him. Yeah. So there's more.
After the first round, then he's trying to kill you.
Witnesses told deputies they saw Levine kick Merritt in the head, go back to his cart and get a club, and begin beating Merritt with the club while holding the gun in his left hand. Deputies said they found shell casings on the ground and two golf clubs with what appeared to be blood on them. Merritt was brought to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Levine is also in the hospital for undisclosed reasons.
Wow. The gun wasn't enough. He had to hit him with the golf club. I wonder what iron it was. Just curious.
I don't know, but come on.
Elon pulled a 4-iron.
Wait, was it a 4?
On Tiger?
Yeah.
I believe it was, yeah.
Oh. I thought it was an 8 or 9, but it was a 4?
I thought it was a 4.
That's a lot stiffer. That could do a little more
there
damage.
There were jokes going around about, you know, how good of contact can you make with a 4-iron.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to hit.
Yeah.
Well, she must have squaredly hit it. Because I think he lost some chiclets at the time.
So they have that.
Well, dangerous golf. Yeah, by the way, every day Joe Winter posts some very interesting stuff on the website. Make sure you go check it out at ESPNSWFL.com.
And I tweet a lot of the good stuff out. That's all good stuff. But
I know on Friday morning he's getting ready for the fashion awards of the first round of the NFL draft.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they get ridiculous. Like, I think Emmett Smith. Was Emmett a polka dot suit, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Golden Knight commenting on your story. This takes get off my lawn guy to another level. Somebody else, Grand Poobah, says, who brings a gun to a golf course?
Well, I mean, if you have a conceal and carry and you bring it with you everywhere, if you're on the golf course, the gun is there. Probably against country club rules, golf course rules, to have a gun on the course, but tucked away in your bag and not used, who would know?
Listen, of course, nobody should be shot or anything like that, obviously. But, man, but there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people.
Thankfully, he didn't shoot at the dog.
There are a lot of people with a sense of entitlement because they live on a golf course and they think the rules don't apply to them. It really it amazes me sometimes.
Yeah.
It amazes me. And then, you know, somebody will say something. They act the nerve to act. Well, why can't I? Because it's the rules. And it's for your own safety.
People live and work their whole lives and move down here to Florida and enforce all the rules. Pretend it's not hot. That's a Seinfeld line talking about his parents at the HOA, Del Boca Vista Phase 2.
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys this. So one of the guys, the one who hurt his ankle a little bit, older gentleman, Everett, guess where he lives?
Wait a minute. From
one of my friends
your
in
group?
Nashville.
Somebody, yeah.
They're all from Chicago originally, but this guy lives in Florida. Guess where he lives?
Del Boca Vista.
Close. Oh, the Villages.
Oh, really?
Oh,
is it true what they say?
Yeah, he's not, but he's like, yeah, big part of it. We had a
how
lot
old is
talk
he?
About it. He's got to be in his 70s.
Is he single? Like
no, he's been married for a long time.
I was going to say, because the woman to man ratio up there is like 3-1, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe more.
Also, we got Micah Parsons two nights ago at the Hershey Bears, or an AHL, very good AHL organization, starting ready for their playoffs. And he have the whole play-by-play, in case you missed it, of him not understanding how to drop the ceremonial first puck.
He just threw it before everybody got.
He just
got
went
there.
Out. Yeah.
He didn't understand the concept.
I don't know how you don't understand the concept.
It's as if he's never seen a hockey game in his entire life.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I meant to mention that yesterday. So you've actually got
I got the whole play-by-play.
Were the radio or the TV people commenting
TV,
on it at the time?
TV.
Okay. I definitely want to do that. We'll do that at 3 o'clock hour. That'll be crazy.
And then afterwards, I'll read you because they apologized to him.
Who's they?
The Hershey Bears on their Twitter page.
To Micah?
Yeah.
For not giving him enough information on what to do?
They said... they said, thanks for coming last night, Micah Parsons. We are so sorry for not explaining how a puck drop works. That one is on us, our bad. No, it's not. Come on.
It's in the name. It's a puck drop, a noun followed by a verb.
Well, but wait a minute. In his defense, that's what he did. He walked out there and he dropped the puck. And then he turned around and they said, whoa.
The players have to be here.
Why, he didn't know that.
Oh, come on.
He didn't know.
Well, obviously he didn't.
And a lot of times if you watch a Stanley Cup playoff game or whatever, they don't show that part on TV.
Sure they do. They always show it on TV.
The ceremonial part?
Yes, they always show it.
With the ceremony?
I've never, ever seen anybody do that. I've been watching hockey since I was 5 years old. I've seen a lot of ceremonial drops. I have never in my life seen that, ever. Well, ever.
I don't. I guess I'm not hanging around or at there. I'm not tuned in early enough to see the puck drop. I'm there for the real puck drop when it starts.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm locked in.
No, you're not.
They call me Mr. Hockey this time of year.
Okay, Gordie Howe.
Well, yeah.
Gordie Sheeman.
That's right. What was paternity test. Mike and I hail from the same hometown. Cougar Hunter thought it was hilarious.
It is what it is.
Yeah. All right. We'll do the Micah Parsons puck drop literally coming up in just a little bit. Also, Saturday at Hammond Stadium, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, they host the Clearwater Threshers. We learned a thresher yesterday is a shark.
Well, you learned that.
I've heard a black tip.
You've never heard of a thresher shark?
Hammerhead, great white. I've never heard of a thresher.
Oh, God.
No, God. Just I've never heard of a thresher.
But you've watched nature shows.
I watch Shark Week. I've never heard of a thresher.
Oh, I bet you have.
Black tips. I can name you 5-6 different varieties of shark. I don't know thresher.
I think you just forgot. They show thresher sharks on those shows all the time.
Bull shark. I can name them. I can go on and on all day.
Nurse, hammerhead, great white, whale shark.
I didn't think you were going to say shark after.
Were you panicked there for a moment? I got your attention on there. Next time Pete says
some
stupid bull shark. Anyway.
Anyway, the Mighty Muscles of the Threshers, they got their the Beer Fest there. It's first Beer Fest of the season at Hammond. That's free beer samples from over 50 beers. Star Wars night. And if that's not enough, post-game fireworks. We'll have a pair of tickets coming up the 5 o'clock hour to give away to you. Keep listening all week as we continue to give those away. Sound Street is next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Last night in the association, the Heat, no Jimmy Butler, no Kyle Lowry, no problem. They beat the Hawks 97-94. Here's Eric Spoelstra. This was a team win through and through.
No question. This was just a really inspiring team win. You know, everybody that played had their fingerprints on this. We clearly had some adversity in this game, not having Kyle or Jimmy. And our group doesn't even blink. You know, that's not even something we have to address. We just pivot and put in the game plan, and everybody just, you know, gets ready, tapes their ankles, and gets out there and competes. Defensively, there are some incredibly inspiring plays, you know, all game long. I mean, the first half, we were forcing some turnovers, you know, with some of the press. But even in the second half, you know, that was some really tough work that the guys were doing with multiple efforts and all that. And, you know, we got some timely scores. They stepped up their defense, you know, but I thought Bam was just tremendous. It was just winning basketball all the way around. You know, Vic was really good again. You know, he was able to generate some looks for us in the paint, and we just carried it through to the end. We had to get, I thought it was fitting as well that we had to get this game with a stop at the end.
And that concludes the Heat post-game show. All right, here's Trey Young, who only made two baskets last night and struggled the entire series due to the Heat defense. He says the series was tough. Got to go back to the drawing board in the offseason.
I mean, this series was tough. I mean, they definitely challenged us. I mean, got to go back, I mean, to the drawing board and figure out where we can be better at as a team, and to come back next year and not be in the situation, and understanding that where we want to be at is where we were last year and further. So we got to figure out how we can get back there, and that's the main goal.
Hey, people forget that they were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. All right, on to the Timberwolves and Grizz. The Grizzlies win 111-109 to take a 3-2 series lead. Lots of storylines here. Grizzlies were down 11 at one point. Ja Morant, in fact, scores the last 13 points for his team to just seal the deal. But the amazing play, this was at the end of the third, near the end of the third, the one-handed dunk through the lane on TNT.
Winner takes a 3-2 lead in his opening round series. Morant. Oh! A jawbreaker!
It was a windmill one-hander, right? I mean,
it was awesome. It was absolutely, I think, my the best dunk I can remember in 25 years.
He was flying through the lane. He reached back, I mean, almost back to his ass, and just windmilled right in. And just, it was unbelievable. Anthony Edwards, he at one point for Minnesota hit a contested corner three to tie the game up. This with less than 5 seconds to go on TNT.
Get it in for Towns. Back from McLaughlin. The bounce to the outside. The jumper.
Good! It's Edwards!
So Edwards steps up. Yep. Then Ja Morant. Again, he scored the team's last 13. He drives to the rim. Finished up. Here's the move. 1 second to go on TNT.
Brooks, toss it. Morant drives. Morant. Oh, it's good. 1 second left. Ja Morant with the bucket. And that's it. A gutty Grizzly win. Come from behind at home. And Morant is the hero.
3-2 series lead.
Murray State.
Yeah. Here he is after the game on his last play of the game.
Can you take us through the last play?
Go get a bucket, Ja.
DeMichael.
That's it. Go get a bucket.
Get a bucket.
He got it.
Go get a bucket.
That was it.
It's very exciting. Oh, sorry, Chris. Wild pitch. St. Louis 5-4.
Oh, it's the Mets.
It's only the fourth inning.
It's what I get.
You get plenty of time.
It's the Mets.
Oh, did you have a 5-inning wage or a 9-inning?
No, whole game.
Oh,
okay. You got time.
You got plenty of time. All day long.
I liked it when it was 5-1 a lot more.
Yeah. I can well, it wasn't 5-1. 4-1. It was 4-1 because you only have 4 runs.
Sorry.
I think that's your problem right there.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
All right, next up, this is, Micah Parsons 2 nights ago, ceremonial drop.
All right. Are we doing that now or when we come back?
Oh, we can do it
now.
Oh.
Yeah, so when we come back. Time.
Oh, okay.
Well, how long is it?
It's like, 90 seconds. No, 44 seconds.
Half.
44 seconds.
We've got time if you want to do it now. If not,
it's only 2:55.
Oh, like Eric Spoelstra? Go ahead. Fire it off.
All right, here it is. Here's the whole thing, how it went down.
It checked all the boxes.
Rookie of the year,
Harrisburg native, there he is, wearing a sweet Hershey Bears jersey that they hooked him up with, and he's going to drop the puck.
An icon in this area. You got to wait for the guys. He was ready to drop the puck. Well, someone's got to give him exactly the instructions there, what he's supposed to do. So drops the puck, gets the photo op. He read the lineup in the locker room before the games. He's going to enjoy it upstairs at the suite level today. He's got the Bears number 11 jersey on.
Thank you, Harrisburg native Micah Parsons, for dropping tonight's ceremonial puck and tonight's hometown hero salute.
And the thing is, all right, he dropped it. He shouldn't have dropped. But then when he picks it back up, he was afraid. I think he was afraid that he was going to get his hand hit.
He was starting the game?
Kind of like he kind of went, drop. Boop. He's just kind of like, you know.
Well, he's got a multi-million-dollar career to protect.
Well, yeah, they don't really.
He was probably out there on a carpet. They usually do a rollout carpet. Yeah. They're going to play the game with that there. Does he not? He's never seen a hockey game in his life.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well,
no,
Pete,
I don't believe. Come on. There. He grew up right near there. I'm sure he's seen it.
Possible.
I've never seen it in my life. I've never seen anybody do that in my life.
I mean, yeah. Very bizarre. Very bizarre. Yeah. All right. Coming up, I have a few thoughts about Thresher Sharks, since that came up a minute ago. We've got, what else we got next hour? Do we have a giveaway? No, that's the next time. Anyway, I got another unwritten rule for baseball debate, but not for the players.
Oh.
The fans. I'm going to ask you a very important question. All right? So we'll do all that. 3 o'clock hour coming up. Don't forget, Sheeman and Shepard mock draft tomorrow. We're ready to go. It's Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.